USDA's January crop production estimate and final crop production numbers really weren't terribly bearish as far as the wheat was concerned. They were a little bit on the negative side, and we should have seen a little bit of pressure come into the wheat market because of it. But looking at the numbers, they really weren't as terrible as, say, for example, the corn. Looking at it for the numbers for old crop, USDA came in and lowered feed demand by 4 million bushels. That followed through to increase stocks by the same. As far as for new crop, we did see a little bit of an adjustment as seed demand was dropped by 1 million bushels. We did see feed demand decline again, this time down 20 million bushels. That resulted in a increase in ending stocks of about 25 million bushels, putting stocks at 926 million bushels. That was 31 million bushels above expectations. And it did result in the national average price for wheat to drop 10 cents. On the world side, we saw stocks come in at 278.3 million metric ton. That was 2.1 million metric ton above expectations, 3.4 million metric ton above the previous month. What we did see was some increases in production. Argentina's production increased by 3.5 million bushels as they continued to see a tremendously large crop in Argentina. And they did also see their exports increase by 1.5 million metric ton. EU exports dropped by 500,000 metric ton. Over in Russia, we saw production increase by 2 million metric ton. Their exports for Ukraine dropped by 500,000 metric ton. And China saw their stocks increase by 100,000 metric ton, as well as their production. So we did see a little bit more production in China, but it was off basically going into their ending stocks estimate. The biggest increases were increases in production in Argentina and also into Russia. Overall, like we said, this report was a little bit negative to the wheat side, but it was overshadowed by the bearishness of corn.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.